Hey, After Buzzers, welcome back. We are covering Outkast Season 2, Episode 7, Alone When It Comes. We're talking Kyle trying to leave Rome, Dr. Park turns on Sydney, and Rose confesses her murders. Lots to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh! Always so intense. It's with so the music. Intense.
I love it. Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, guys. Welcome back. We are covering Outkast Season 2, Episode 7, Alone When It Comes.
Ooh.
I'm your host, Katie Wolski, and to my left is my beautiful co-host, Ashley.
Hey, y'all. Ashley Marie here. So excited to be here, and happy September. It's the beginning of the month.
Yes. Ooh, just the fall is coming. Perfect time to start watching thrillers.
Yes.
It's a great time. All right, we're going to be getting into Kyle trying to leave Rome. Dr. Park is getting even shadier than he can be, turning on Sydney, and Rose confesses her murders to her hubby, Chief Giles.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, a lot's going on. Ashley, what are your overall thoughts of this episode?
Just like that intro song that we had, so much suspense, so much uncertainty happening, and plot twists and crazy things. So I was excited while watching this episode. And at the end, I was like, wait, it can't end like this. I need more. So I'm really excited now for episode 8, but we're going to stay focused on 7 for now.
Right. Yeah. Keep on track. Episode 7. Okay. So let's jump right in and talk about Kyle trying to leave Rome with his family.
Yeah.
Again, once he, you know, we saw him try to leave with Amber a couple episodes ago, and he turned around, went back, and now he tried to leave again. And
we saw the whole possessed crew follow him. They were not having it. Basically, they were like, what happens in Rome stays in Rome. Get your butt back in Rome,
right,
Kyle.
You're not allowed to leave Rome.
You are not leaving Rome. So I thought that that was interesting how they chased him down. And he actually went through hoops, as we saw, to try to disguise himself. He drove his wife's car instead of his own.
Yes.
Then we saw him stop at his friend's house.
Bob. Yeah.
To get, a discreet vehicle.
A different vehicle, yeah.
And that didn't work either. They found him. They tracked him down.
They still figured it out. Yeah, I know.
So that was pretty intense. I was scared for them. But what was so interesting was little Amber, his daughter, was so calm. She was not bothered by anything. Even when they got blocked in on both sides of the road, of the two-way highway, right? She was so calm.
I feel like she's always calm, though. She never really, I feel like, reacts like how a normal child would react in a situation like that.
Yeah. I definitely admire her for that, because I would have been freaking out.
I know.
And what about the part where they, you know, they had to actually get out the car and walk through the woods? She was just calm listening to her,
I know, she was just like, okay, let's walk. And then, oh my God, when they, all those people slowly crept up.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, let's run. And they just kind of didn't run. Kyle fell, and then they just all got bombarded by people.
Right.
I feel like it was the wrong move to turn into the woods. Like, nothing good ever happens in the woods.
But you know what we saw, and I think the reason for their calmness, because they were all pretty calm in that moment, was I think Kyle and Amber knew that they're the ones with the power. Even though they were outnumbered by the possessed individuals, they are the ones with the true power. And we saw that happen when Kyle touched the police officer at the end.
Nunez.
Yes. Yeah. And she basically, you know.
Yeah, her dark veins.
Yeah, her dark veins came out.
Because she's possessed.
And you could almost see her mouth turn black, too. Like, that stuff was going to start coming out.
Yeah, if he maybe held on longer.
If he held on longer, she would have been fully depossessed, I guess, if that's a word. Exercise is probably the correct term to use. But, yeah, I think if he would have kept his hand on her longer, we saw that. But the bottom line is, they're really the ones with the power.
Right,
and I think that moment in the show really illustrated that.
Can we talk about how Bob came to the rescue?
Bob came in like a G.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, like beep beep beep, coming through.
Everybody moved. Everybody had to move out the way. Bob was not worried about any possessed people. He was like, "Listen, I have to get my friend and his family."
I gotta say, I was a little surprised. I did not think. I don't know. I just was not ready for him to come save them. I definitely thought that they were going to get taken or I don't know. So I was really excited when that happened.
Agreed. Agreed. And what was so also so interesting was that Kyle didn't end up getting in the car.
I know.
And Kyle. I'd like to know why. Why do you think he did that?
I think Kyle stayed behind because he's out for blood. Mm. I think he's out to end things. I think he's tired of running. And I think when he sees how scared his, you know, his wife is finally back, Allison, mm-hmm. and he sees his daughter and his wife, and he's like, look, my whole family's back together. I got to keep them together. Mm. And I don't know. That's how I took it. Yeah. And I think it was very noble, but stupid of him to stay.
Yeah.
I think he could have gotten out and lived a life, like a great life with them.
Yeah. Not and just moved back. On. And just moved on.
But I think he had that but little guilt.
There would be no episode 8 if he did that.
That's true. No episode.
There would be no episode 8. Can we talk about how Kyle and his wife are on pet name basis now? They were babe this and babe that. I was like, oh, okay, that's some new energy that they're throwing
and
in.
And she's like, I did not leave the psych ward to lose you, home and lose you.
Right.
Like, she came home to be a family. And yeah, I don't know. That is cute, though.
I thought it was cute. Like, oh,
they're right back where they
were. They're babying each other again.
All right, but now we're going to take a break real quick from this conversation because Ashley has some words on behalf of AfterBuzz TV for you guys.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and watching us, and we just want to also share the love with all the other shows on AfterBuzz TV, so go around, check them out. Fall's coming, so maybe you want a new fall show. Check them out. You never know what you might find.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be cozying up.
I know. It's cuffing season. Grab your bae.
Yes.
Hit and find a new show. All right, guys. But let's dive back into our conversation and get back to Dr. Park's shadiness. And how he turned on Sydney this episode. Yeah. Were you shocked?
I was super shocked.
I was a little like, what?
Dr. Park is next level shady. He took shadiness to the next level. And for a minute there, I felt bad for Sydney. He's just coughing his lungs up. He's and
dying.
Oh my gosh.
And Dr. Park is just smashing his face like, ha ha.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like over you. I don't know. A little confused because I thought there were buddies there. Trying to help each other out.
You know what? I think, like you said, everyone's going for blood. Either for good or for evil. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Park is going for blood. He doesn't have any friends. He has no allies. And obviously, we see that he is a character that we can't trust. He's keeping us on our toes, and we have to keep our eyes on him.
He is. He's just flip-flopping. We don't know what's going on. Yeah, he threw Sydney under the bus when they had the council meeting at the diner.
Right.
And, you know, the council was obviously already upset with Sydney not being able to keep Kyle in his grasp. Mm-hmm. Like, Kyle always leaves or finds a way out from Sydney's hands, you know, and the council's not happy with Sydney, and I think Dr. Park maybe saw his opportunity.
Maybe so.
To maybe get in there under their good graces.
Yeah, maybe this is a level up strategy for him. He's trying to level up and get to the next level. So we'll definitely see what happens. Side note, in this episode, Dr. Park was looking kind of good. I was like, Dr. Park might be kind of fine. I had to hit his Instagram
page.
He's
evil, but he's good looking.
He was kind of fine in this episode. I was like, okay, Dr. Park, you're kind of scary, but you look good.
Hey, Dr. Park, Ash is looking for you.
Hey, Dr. Park.
All right, let's move on into Rose. Rose was I feel like I've seen a complete different side of Rose this episode and last episode. Yes. She's just murdering people left and right. Like, everyone is just, oof, she's really off the rockers. Yes, what's going on?
She's on a shooting and killing spree. She's another one we have to keep our eyes on because she's keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, she killed Evelyn last episode in the car, headshot.
Just boom.
Who knew she had such great aim?
Yeah, just boom. No remorse. She could care less. This episode, she killed Kat. I believe her name
is Kat, who was her best friend, who became possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting is that when Rose finally confessed everything to Chief Giles, her husband, he was still so supportive of her.
He was. All he did was really try to comfort her because I think she was just in shock. I mean, she just murdered two people, one of them being her best friend.
Right. And it was also interesting that she felt that she had to kill both of them.
Right.
We heard her say, you know, I had to do it.
I had to. Mm-hmm. That's interesting because I don't see anyone else running around shooting people being like, I had to kill them. Just because they were possessed. There's a lot of possessed people in this episode or in this season.
Season, yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people in town that are possessed. So yeah, that is strange.
Yeah.
You
know,
maybe guys put your comments down below. What do you think? Why is Rose on this killing little rampage?
She's trigger happy for sure. She has trigger fingers, not Twitter fingers. She has trigger fingers.
Not Twitter, but trigger. Yeah. But Giles, also, side note, he got put in jail for a little while.
He did. That was very interesting. He saw the other side of the legal world.
Right, because he's used to being on the other side of the jail, of the jail fence.
Being the chief.
Yeah, and we also saw the new chief this episode, Chief Nunez. She
is possessed.
Is mean. I'm not going to be, she's possessed and she's mean.
Yeah.
She basically told Chief Giles that by the time he got out of jail, it was going to be like a new world out there. And that was a little scary.
Well, because I felt like, in hindsight now that I've watched the entire episode, because when she said that, I kind of questioned, like, what is she talking about? Why is she saying that?
Yeah.
But I feel like she has a vision or a dream about kind of taking over.
The Great Merge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wants to take over, and she wants it to be just, you know, wild.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
So she's like, I'm letting you know. When you get out, you know, it's going to be a problem. But luckily, we saw Chief Giles get out.
He did get let go. The officer who, you know, I think really had like a friendship with him, used to work with him for a really long time. I think he felt bad and did not like his new boss, his new chief. So he went against her and let him out for free, which was like, woohoo.
A win for Chief Giles.
A win for Chief Giles, because God knows he needed it.
He did.
All right. So now we are going to go into our news segment. Ashley's got the news today.
Yeah.
Hit us with the news.
All right. Ooh, there it is. All right, you guys. So, Hoon Lee, who plays Dr. Park on Outkast, will be playing in an upcoming Cinemax series. The series delivers the first trailer for an upcoming martial arts drama called Warrior. We have a clip for it. I'm going to show it to you guys right now. All right, 2019. So the series is actually directed by Justin Lin, who also directed Fast and Furious and Banshee.
Wow.
The series is actually inspired by the writings of the legendary Bruce Lee. And the series will tell the story of a Chinese immigrant who comes to San Francisco in the latter part of the 19th century. So the trailer didn't quite show us any actual...
Yeah, that was just like a tease.
It was more so a teaser. It didn't show us an actual clip of the episodes that we'll be seeing in the upcoming series. But, you know, it gave us the idea of the intensity of it.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely like looking forward to seeing that. Exactly. And I'm looking forward to seeing Hoon Lee and seeing
your man.
He's my man this episode. We'll see if he looks cute next episode. That's up for debate.
Yeah, but that's exciting. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited to get that. When does that come out, 2019? Do you know what month or anything?
I don't know what month as of yet, but it's coming up. Keep your eyes open. Yeah,
for 2019, that. Guys. All right, and we also have a new special segment this episode. It is called Prediction Rewind, and that is so we're going to talk about our old predictions from last episode and see how they turned out this episode. Were they right? Were they wrong?
Yes.
What's going on? So one of our predictions from last episode was Aaron, also a.k.a. Lil Chucky, I like to call
Little
him.
Lil Chucky is the name that we gave him, yes.
So we had some predictions because last episode left it very open-ended a little bit, I thought. Mm-hmm. Well, at least for me, I thought it was a little open. Ashley had got the point she thought.
Mm. Oh, yes. So we thought last week I thought that Aaron was killed by Sydney. And obviously we saw Sydney tell Aaron that he was going to help him become fully possessed.
Right.
And he went through the process or made it seem as though he was going through the process. He picked up the pillow. We saw him do that. We also saw him go into the kitchen and get the butcher knife.
Right.
So the question was, did Sydney kill Aaron? My prediction was yes. And I'm going to say that my prediction was correct because this episode, there's no word of Aaron. There's no mention of him, no peep. Aaron doesn't exist, but Sydney does. So my thought is that he's definitely dead.
Yeah.
And that's my prediction. Rewind.
I got to go with Ashley now. My prediction was that he did not die. Uh-huh. But I got to go with you on this one and I guess flip my prediction or prediction rewind. I take it back. Aaron did die, guys. Yeah, we did not see Aaron at all this episode. So that would leave us to believe that Sydney did, in fact, kill him and he did not help him get possessed. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I probably would have done the same thing. That kid was out of control.
He needed to go. He needed to go.
And our second prediction that we had last episode was that Kyle was going to meet up with the people from the church in the woods called the Lighthouse.
Right.
And that did not happen. Mm-mm. Yet, though. I believe it still will happen, maybe. What do you think?
I say no. I'm still going to say no to that because why would he need to? They're already depossessed. That's not his interest. I feel like his interest is
finding Sydney.
Yeah.
Ending that.
Yes.
And then hopefully that will end all possession.
Exactly. I think he wants to make sure everyone is depossessed
Right. He's going for the what is it called? The hoon honcho?
The head honcho.
The hoon honcho.
We can say that too, Katie. That's okay.
The head honcho. She's going for the head honcho.
I love that.
All right. But now going from prediction rewind, we are going to get into our own predictions for next episode.
Yes.
Ooh. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Oh.
Predictions.
Oh my gosh. I'm so enlightened. I'm enlightened.
All right, Ashley, tell me some of your predictions. What do you got going on?
So I think Dr. Park is going to go down.
Go down like die or?
Yeah, I think he's going to go down like die. Because he's putting too much evil out there.
You think?
You
think he's putting too big of a target on his back?
He is. He's creating enemies everywhere he goes.
Right.
You know? And so I feel like your karma is going to come back sooner rather than later.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. And I could also see that because if he flips on Sydney,
then who else would he flip on?
Right. And I feel like Sydney's going to come back for him.
Oh, yeah. Sydney's going to come back for him. Sydney's coming back for blood.
Oh, yeah.
From
everyone's out for blood. One of my predictions I had was that, you know, Kyle is, you know, we saw him stay behind. So that he's going to go straight for Sydney and try to end this thing, I feel like, you know? Going to the hoon honcho? Did we say that? I'm just kidding. The head honcho.
You can say hoon honcho. You can make up your own words. It's okay.
I had one more prediction.
Okay.
And that was that I think part of me thinks, I don't know, this is like one that I'm a little struggling with, but part of me thinks that Sydney at one point might die or maybe, as we saw, he got taken hostage. So maybe he's taken out of the game for a little bit.
Okay.
And that Helen is going to sort of take over because as we can see, the council is not very happy with Sydney right now, and they want him to try and find Helen to help him finish the Great Merge.
Okay.
Because he cannot keep Kyle or Amber as a light, because as we know, they need a light to do the Great Merge.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We keep
hearing about this Helen woman.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's just going to pop up real soon.
She is. My prediction is episode 8. She'll pop up in episode 8. We'll see her come out then.
Well, we want to know your guys' predictions. Yes. So make sure to comment your predictions down below. I always love seeing your guys' stuff. I always love seeing your perspective of what you thought of the episode. So comment, like, do all that good stuff. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to our after show, Outcast. I'm Katie Wolski. I would love to keep this conversation going, so follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @KatieWolski_. Ashley, where can they find you?
Yes, guys, you guys can hit me up on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. That's M-I-Z-Z Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. Looking forward to chatting with all of you.
All right, and we will be going live next Sunday at 8 o'clock. We are going to be covering episode 8, Mercy.
Woo.
So I have a feeling that we're not going to want to miss it. You're not going to want to miss it. So be sure to stay tuned and have a good night, guys.
Good night, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.